Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. State police say one of the two teens who escaped from a youth detention center in Berks County is still on the loose and may be in Lower Bucks County, where he's from. And as KYW's Tim Jimenez reports, the other escapee was arrested last night at a carnival.
According to state police, 18-year-old Tyler Lutz was trying to blend in with carnival workers when he was spotted by a Tully Town officer. Lutz, who's from Reading, was then arrested without incident and arraigned last night and unable to post bail. So that's one in custody. There's still 16-year-old Dustin Lomas of Bristol Township, who's still on the run. Police say Lomas and Lutz managed to escape Abraxas Academy in Morgantown, Berks County, close to 5 o'clock Saturday evening. Investigators say the pair climbed a fence to get out, and it wasn't until a few hours later that officials there confirmed that they were gone. Now, how they traveled all the way to Bucks County from where they were, police did not say. Abraxas was the site of another escape that happened less than a year ago. It was back in September when police say a group of nine got away during a disturbance at the facility. They split up into two groups, according to police, but didn't make it far. They were arrested within a matter of hours. In Bristol Township, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania could soon adopt a ban on license plate flipping devices similar to what Philadelphia did earlier this year. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Philadelphia State Rep. Pat Gallagher introduced the bill, which would outlaw license plate flipping devices.
License plate flipping devices allow drivers to illegally conceal their license plates, modify its appearance, or switch one license plate to another.
The devices are easy to get online. Cheaper models simply allow the license plate to be manually tilted up so it can't be read. More intricate versions are electric and can even switch to another plate.
Recently, the city of Philadelphia acted to prohibit these devices within the city, but more action is needed. My bill will prohibit these devices statewide and support Pennsylvania State Troopers Association.
Under the bill, anyone driving a car with a license plate flipping device would be subject to a $2,000 fine. The bill passed the Pennsylvania House 201-0 and heads to the state Senate. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The city is announcing an ambitious effort to make the Avenue of the Arts livelier, greener, and, well, artsier. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's a $100 million plan to create an arts park on Broad Street between City Hall and Washington Avenue.
There should be performances outside, and there should be art outside on a much grander scale.
It includes planters on the median with native greenery and areas for pop-up live acts, says Laura Burkhardt, executive director of the Avenue of the Arts Incorporated. The project is being funded with public and private money, and Burkhardt says the city is kicking in a $1 million capital investment. She says the improvements will amplify the avenue's role as an economic engine for the region.
80% of the people that visit the city find themselves on South Broad Street at some point during their visit.
Groundbreaking is set for next April, and Burkhardt says the improvements should be finished by this semi-quincentennial.
There will be a wow moment in 2026. That I promise you.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.